My name is Manuel Riemer. I'm the current chair of GreenVU, which is a group of faculty, students, and staff interested in helping Vanderbilt to become a greener place in the sense of sustainability, energy efficiency, and other things we can do to reduce our carbon footprint as a university. And as a group, we felt it would be good to know what Vanderbilt is already doing. And when we start to talk to different people, especially Andrea George, who's going to be our first speaker tonight, we realized that there was already a lot of things that were going on, and we didn't really know about it. And we thought it would be great to know about it because it's motivating for ourselves to do more things in terms of sustainability and energy efficiency. And without any further ado, I would like to introduce Andrea George, our first speaker tonight. She's the Director of Sustainability and Environmental Management, and she has been so as of January 1st, but she has 10 years in the Department of Vanderbilt's Environmental Health and Safety Department as the Associate Director of Chemical, Environmental, and Energy Section? Emergency section, sorry. I tried to read her handwriting here. She has a PhD in Environmental Engineering from Vanderbilt's Civil and Environmental Engineering Department, and several other degrees. Why don't we get started? Just to let you all know, we have five speakers, and then we're going to have a discussion where groups can introduce themselves, because part of the idea here was also to network, to see what other groups are doing and maybe see what groups you would like to be involved with. Each speaker has 15 minutes, so I'm going to put the time on 13 minutes so that you know you have 2 minutes left when it starts beeping.
Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you. Well, I really appreciate being invited to come today, and I'm going to, first of all, introduce SustainVU to you, and then give you an overview of all of the projects that are happening on campus right now, and then talk a little bit about where all of this is going and what we see as a vision for the future. I'm not going to talk about the projects from the other folks that are going to be talking, but in this presentation, normally I cover each of those as well, because we're all working very closely together. So first of all, the SustainVU website is a new web portal that we created last March. It was launched last March, and this was designed with a group of stakeholders from all over campus. Faculty, staff, undergraduate, and graduate students had input both into the concept as well as the website itself. It's really a portal into all things sustainability at Vanderbilt. So it is a university-level website. And all of these projects you'll hear about today have information on this website or linked out to the information on the biodiesel website or the other areas. So it's everything, you may not be able to see this real well, but it's everything from the research projects that are underway to what classes are offered on campus in the environmental area, to what operational projects are going on, as well as some of our community outreach and our partners in the community. So I encourage you to go check it out. We also have an email list that you can join, and every couple of weeks we push out information about what events are happening on campus like this and other speakers that are coming, or whatever news stories are new. For example, our most recent story, which is not up here, is the new kiosk in the Commons Center that describes the LEED certification for that area. So we just got that up there over the holiday. So real quickly, I'm going to go just hit some highlights of what's happening on campus right now so that you can get a feeling for all the work that's been going on the past few years. In the recycling arena, Jennifer Hackett's going to cover what's happening on campus in recycling, but I also wanted to let you know that the medical center is recycling and has a new project underway. They launched a project last April as a pilot with the VUMC Cares Group, which is a group of medical students, actually, that are interested in the environment, and pushed the School of Medicine administration to start recycling in the research areas. it was so successful that this fall they pushed that out to the Medical Center North, the Preston Research Building, Robinson Research Building, and MRB3. So now all of the School of Medicine areas have paper, aluminum, and plastic recycling available in those buildings. We're now looking at possibly moving that into the medical and clinical areas, but that's a much more complicated way to do recycling because of the space constraints and the type of materials that are coming out of those areas. So we're studying that right now and seeing what's the best way that we can go about that. They've also had a very robust confidential paper and cardboard recycling for many years because of the patient information security laws. So in 2006, that's the latest numbers I have, they actually recycled 408 tons of paper and cardboard in the medical center. Our commuter programs have been very successful, and we started the commuter programs about 3 years ago, I think, when the university and the medical center chose to offer the MTA Free Ride to Work program. And I don't know if many of you know about this, but it's where any employee can ride the MTA buses back and forth to work for free every day. They also implemented a flexible parking program so that carpoolers and vanpoolers can share the cost of the parking permit for the medical center areas amongst the riders in that group. That and then our alternative work arrangements policy, which allows for telecommuting and flexible shifts, and even our Vanderbilt Valet program, allowed us to be the first Tennessee University designated as an EPA Best Workplaces for Commuters. And that was in 2005, late 2005. In 2006, the Tennessee Governor's Group chose to award us the Environmental Stewardship Award for Pollution Prevention because as the largest private employer in Middle Tennessee, any program that we could do to get our commuters off the road and carpooling or on buses, mass transit, really improved the air pollution in our area. So this program is saving tens of thousands of pounds of carbon dioxide emissions every year, and we're working really closely with the medical center to expand this program in any way that we can, such as like the Music City Star or other areas. Energy conservation, both the medical center and the campus have energy conservation programs underway right now. There's really two prongs here. You have the energy efficiency, which is the way that the buildings and the equipment themselves function and how efficient they are. And then you have energy conservation, which is really about the behavior of the occupants of the building or the people using the equipment. So both the medical center and campus are actively retrofitting buildings right now, improving the energy efficiency of all of our buildings on campus in a very systematic way. There's a plan to where we're doing a certain number of buildings each year. And we're looking at the chillers and the steam traps because most of our buildings are heated and cooled with chilled water and steam. So that's very important in energy savings. Energy conservation, we really haven't focused on occupant behavior on our campus in the past. And we've spent the past 6 months working with the Green VU group to design an energy conservation educational campaign that'll be launching in about 2 months all over campus. It's called the Think One campaign. And it's going to be focused on improving the behaviors of our faculty and staff and our students. And there's a research project associated with it that's IRB approved, and we'll really study how this works and what's the best way to educate our population on environmental issues to actually get them to change their behavior and turn off the light. Water conservation, water is very important to our campus as well because of the chilled water and steam, HVAC issues, as well as just how many people we have on campus using water every day. With our drought conditions last year that we had, we're also facing 25% to 50% cost increases in both our energy and our water in 2009 because of the way that our contracts work. So we're really wanting to focus on both water conservation and energy conservation this year. Vanderbilt's plant operations is going through systematically in at least five buildings this school year and changing out all of our fixtures in the restrooms. And they're doing a lot of behind the scenes work that you would never really know is happening around the cooling towers and steam trap inspections and things like that. So we're installing dual flush toilets, waterless urinals, and hands-free faucets. The hands-free faucets at first blush don't seem to be a water-conserving feature, but there's two kinds. There's one kind that's just hands-free, and then there's a kind that's also aerated water. And the aerated water hands-free faucets only use a third the amount of water as a normal faucet. So those are really important. You may have seen some of these in some of the restrooms around campus, particularly in Owen and some of the Peabody buildings. Composting, we have two different composting projects on campus. We have a very large 9,000 cubic foot leaf and grass clippings waste composting area. And then we also have a food preparation waste composting that is at the Commons Dining Center that's part of that building that we've worked really closely with SPEER, the undergraduate student group, to implement. The large leaf and grass clippings composting pile, we've worked in collaboration with Gardens of Babylon, which is a local group that are composting experts, and we just got our first batch of excellent compost out last week and are using it on campus as mulch. The food prep waste composting area is much smaller because food composting is a much more difficult process than the leaf and grass clippings waste. So we're kind of learning as we go with that and figuring out how to expand it in the future. There are also a number of departments and schools that have launched their own initiatives because they have decided that they want to green their own operations. So I'm not going to go through these in detail, but I wanted to put them up for you so you could see all of the different ways that departments and schools across campus are investigating their own operations and doing things on their own. And I support these efforts, as do a number of us in this room. So the Information Technology Services Group, which is our computer services group on campus, launched the Green Initiative in May of 2007. And they have a really nice blog at this website that you can check out everything that they're doing. And they're partnering with us in a number of ways around cardboard recycling and battery recycling and end-of-life asset options for our computers. They also have a really interesting server virtualization technology energy conservation project that is, I don't really understand it all, but it's quite interesting and is saving about 35% of the energy of the servers. Vanderbilt Dining really got out front in the sustainability realm a few years ago by launching the Eat the World, Save the Earth campaign, which is all about vegetarian and organic options in our dining facilities on campus. They also have Nectar and the Commons Grounds, which are both environmentally friendly shops in both sides of campus. And they were really pushed us to join EPA's Energy Star program this past fall, which is really a benefit to a lot of departments in administration that provides information and support on equipment use and things like that. And they're a partner in the biodiesel initiative that Derek will be talking about. The Peabody College, Dean Bimbo, on Halloween Day of 2007, launched the Keeping Peabody Green effort, and with a large kickoff event in the Wyatt Center, and is also running an awards program, which is unique and is going to be really successful, where they're taking suggestions from their faculty and staff, and then we'll provide an award on Earth Day for the best suggestions to implement. They're funding a number of projects on the Peabody campus around recycling and water upgrades that are really helpful. The Net Impact Conference was hosted in November by the Owen Graduate School of Management and was the largest and first environmentally friendly conference on our campus. It had 1,800 attendees that were MBA students from all over the country. And this was really great because, first of all, it forced the Owen School to look at its own building and own operations prior to all of these people coming on campus. So we were able to really do a significant green retrofit of that building. Additionally, it really helped us learn how to green an event. So we were able to take this information and push it out through other events that are happening on campus these upcoming years. So we've won a number of awards in this area the past 2 years. Back to 2005, we won a recycling award. Even SustainVU recently won a website design award, so we're very proud of that. We also won a Hospitals for a Healthy Environment award in 2007 for our recycling and mercury reduction projects in the medical center. So as you see, there's a lot of work happening on campus. There's a lot of interest and a lot of energy around sustainability, which is great. But what you also kind of notice is there's a lot of different projects going on that are somewhat isolated and disjointed. And really my role at the university was to begin to connect these projects and create synergies between them and relationships so that everyone knew each other and they knew what each other was working on. But when I talk to folks at other campuses who have been doing this kind of work for 20 years, 15 and 20 years, they tell me everybody starts this way. But where you really want to go is towards a much more cohesive, you want to get all the cats going in the right direction. So you want a much more cohesive program. Is that my timer? I was like, what is that? So I've got 2 minutes, so I got to really talk fast. And you want to mature so that you're managing sustainability just as any other business function. You not manage your financial areas in this disjointed, isolated pattern. So you want to manage sustainability just like you would your compliance risks or any other business function. So to that end, we're implementing an environmental management system this year. And really what this is a skeleton that's going to support an effective and cost-efficient sustainability program. It's all about learning where we are today and what our impact is today so that we can move forward in a reasonable and well thought out way. So how do we do that? We're gathering baseline environmental and sustainability data right now. We're deep in the weeds of this and really getting into the nitty gritty. Once we get that data, we're going to look at it and see what are we doing well and what are we not doing that we should be doing. And from that, we can establish metrics that we're going to track over time and trending data so that we can look at for effectiveness and efficiency. And from all of that information and all that data, we can really begin to set some short-term and long-term goals so that we all have the same playbook, we know where we're going, we know what we want to do, and we can all begin to work towards that end together. Because if we can get all of this energy and interest working towards the same goal, we can really make a huge change at the university. So where are we going? We're really going towards a completely new concept and new idea that's going to galvanize all of these diverse stakeholders towards some short-term and long-term goals that we really want for our campus around, say, energy conservation or different areas. So once we have that conversation and we have that data, it's going to be really interesting to see how that moves forward. Okay. Did I make my 15 minutes? So I really encourage you to check out SustainVU. All of this information is going to be up there. We keep it updated every week or so with new stories and new events that are happening around campus. Thank you very much.